Hello and welcome to today's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space on our Essentials News offering, requests for pre-qualification from respective developers for the 350 megawatt Limbo gas-fired power project in Cameroon have been extended to the 10th of August by the country's procuring authority, the Ministry of Water and Energy. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Ashurst has advised the lenders on €145 million project financing of three wind farms located in Calabria and Basilicanda. India's L&T infrastructure finance company has received the first $50 million of a $100 million loan from the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank to fund renewable lending in the country. And the Keystone XL pipeline in Canada, which the Alberta government has backed as a crucial project to help get oil sands crude to Gulf Coast refineries, has been handed another setback by the US Supreme Court, which supported a ruling that blocked a key environmental permit. Over in the commodity finance space, US-based Cargill has announced 10 new global renewable energy projects, most of which will be online in the next year, as part of its commitment to combating climate change. Cornish Lithium has raised over £826,000 from shareholders. And Toronto-headquartered Rio2 Limited has selected Stracon as the lead mining services contractor for the Fenix Gold project in Chile. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, the EBRD and the EU are increasing their support for SMEs in the Western Balkans, with the provision of additional financing following the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Swedish headquartered mining Kulnus Iron has used cargo docks for its first ever shipping using electronic bills of lading for iron ore export out of Norway in a deal with Tata Steel Europe and CGI. And ASB Bank New Zealand have launched CGI Trade 360, a digital software as a service trade platform for trade finance, supply chain finance, and credit service. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.